Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it over the hump, and we're in the home stretch toward the weekend. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Thursday. I have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have a throwback from our artist of the week, Pit Bull. In today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday, had a great conversation with best-selling author Sierra London about her brand new book, Fake It Till You Make It. You'll be in part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Thursday headlines. In national news, airlines will now be required to give automatic cash refunds for canceled and delayed flights, says the Associated Press. The Biden administration issued final rules Wednesday to require airlines to automatically issue cash refunds for things like delayed flights and to better disclose fees for baggage or canceling a reservation. The Transportation Department said airlines will be required to provide automatic cash refunds within a few days for canceled flights and significant delays. Under current regulations, airlines decide how long a delay must last before triggering refunds. The administration is removing that wiggle room by defining a significant delay as lasting at least 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international ones. Airlines still will be allowed to offer another flight or a travel credit instead, but consumers can reject the offer, says the Associated Press. The rule will also apply to refunds of checked bag fees if the bag isn't delivered within 12 hours for domestic flights or 15 to 30 hours for international flights, and it will apply to fees for things such as seat selection or an internet connection if the airline fails to provide the service. Complaints about refunds skyrocketed during the COVID-19 pandemic as airlines canceled flights, and even when they didn't, many people didn't feel safe sharing a plane cabin with other passengers. Airlines for America, a trade group for large U.S. carriers, noted that refund complaints to the Transportation Department have fallen sharply since mid-2020. A spokesperson for the group said airlines offer a range of options, including fully refundable fares, to increase accessibility to air travel and to help customers make ticket selections that best fit their needs. The group said the 11 largest U.S. airlines issued $43 billion in customer refunds from 2022 through 2023. The Transportation Department issued a separate rule requiring airlines and ticket agents to disclose upfront what they charge for checked and carry-on bags and canceling or changing a reservation. On airline websites, the fees must be shown the first time customers see a price and schedule. In more national news, dairy cattle must be tested for bird flu before moving between states, agricultural officials said. Dairy cattle moving between states must be tested for the bird flu virus, U.S. agricultural officials said Wednesday as they try to track and control the growing outbreak, according to the Associated Press. The federal order was announced one day after health officials said they had detected inactivated remnants of the virus in samples taken from milk during processing and from store shelves. They stressed that such remnants pose no known risk to people or the milk supply. The risk to humans remains low, said Don O'Connell of the Federal Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response. The new order, which goes into effect Monday, requires every lactating cow to be tested and post a negative result before moving to a new state. In more national news, tabloid publisher says he pledged to be Trump's campaign eyes and ears during 2016, says the Associated Press. A veteran tabloid publisher testified Tuesday that he pledged to be Donald Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign, recounting how he promised the then-candidate that he would help suppress harmful stories and even arrange to purchase the silence of a doorman. The testimony from David Pecker was designed to bolster the prosecution's premise of a decades-long friendship between Trump and the former publisher of the National Enquirer that culminated in an agreement to give the candidate's lawyer a heads-up on negative tips and stories so they could be squashed. The effort was a way to illegally influence the election, prosecutors have alleged, and striving to elevate the gravity of the history-making first trial of a former American president and the first of four criminal cases against Trump to reach a jury. In business news, the Associated Press shares what a TikTok ban in the U.S. could mean for you. No, TikTok will not suddenly disappear from your phones, as the Associated Press, nor will you go to jail if you continue using it after it's banned. After years of attempts to ban the Chinese-owned app, including by former President Donald Trump, a measure to outlaw the popular video-sharing app has won congressional approval and is on its way to President Biden for his signature. And finally, in more business news, Tesla cruises higher as most of Wall Street drifts in mixed trading. U.S. stocks drifted to a mixed finish Wednesday as Wall Street's momentum eased following some sharp swerves. The S&P 500 was virtually flat and edged up by 1 point or less than 0.1% to 5,072. It had jumped sharply in the first 2 days of the week to claw back nearly two-thirds of last week's steep loss. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 42 points or 0.1% to 38,461, and the Nasdaq Composite added 16 points or 0.1% to 15,713. Tesla jumped 12% after saying the night before that it would accelerate production of new, more affordable vehicles, which investors have been hoping will kickstart growth. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Thursday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. You are more than where you live, what you look like, and who you know. The most important thing about you is who you are and what gift you are meant to bring to the world. Do not shortchange yourself by focusing on the superficial. The best of you comes from the inside out. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Have an amazing Thursday. Pitbull is the artist of the week. This week you guys have been hearing his single with Dolly Parton, Powerful Women. But I wanted to take it back to another motivational song from Pitbull. That being one of my favorites, I Believe That We Will Win. Here it is on Conversation Daily News.
You know what spreads faster than any virus? It's fear. And when it comes to fear, you can either forget everything and run,
I said,
or you can face everything and rise.
I believe.
And let me tell you what I believe.
I believe that.
I believe we're going to face everything.
I believe that we will.
You fall, it's how you get back up, and what don't kill us make us stronger, boy. Bet that love, take a swing at us, you better hit hard, cause when we swing back, it's like, oh God, it's time to knuckle up and fight hard. Now let's all buckle up and fight hard. Hello, buen día a toda tu familia, mi amigo, se parte mandito, vamos, dale duro, se vio.
In the war, I'm from the bottom, I'm that uncut real raw. When things get tough, that's when we show up, that's when we show out, that's when we show y'all. It's time to knuckle up.
Bottom line, no matter what, face everything and rise.
We are part of my conversation coming up with best-selling author Sierra London in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us and listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the entertainment spotlight. Best-selling author Sierra London, join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her brand new book, Fake It Till You Make It. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Sierra, thank you again for stopping by the program today. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. You are very welcome. And, I'm glad to talk about books, especially mine.
Hey, as you should be. You have earned that right, Sierra. So I want to talk about that because you are a reader as well. What has it been like for you to now be able to embrace being celebrated as an author yourself?
Wow. In some ways, it's surreal because for me, like I've said this before, I started out as a nurse. I was not an author. I was an avid reader. And I know how I feel about my books. I'm very protective of my books. I'm very loving towards my authors, right? Like, put them on this mini pedestal on your bookshelves, right? There's a hierarchy. And to know that there are readers out there doing that with Sierra London Books and this new book, Fake It Till You Make It, sometimes I just smile to myself. Like, if you ever see me in person, y'all, and I'm just smiling, you're like, why that crazy lady smiling so much? It's because I'm just so thankful to be counted worthy, that I'm on somebody's shelf and someone is buying a story that I love to write.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with us on tomorrow to wrap up this week and share some news for you guys you need to know as we're getting ready to wrap up the month of April, so tune in for that tomorrow. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today, and it's going to make today amazing. Take care.